Well, hello everyone. Yeah, as you can see here, I just wanted to start this episode off with a serious take. I think the time for comedy can wait. I just wanted to kind of go ahead and go into the Chappelle new special critique. Well, let's be honest, it's not really a critique of comedy, it's a critique of hate, okay? As you can see here, I have an article up, and I agree with this headline. Dave Chappelle is still punching down, saying his new special is riddled with anti-LGBTQ punchlines, but no jokes. And I agree, because those jokes that you might be laughing at, they come at the expense of lives are at stake here. This isn't just a simple like it's your preference on comedy type of situation. It's really just do you have empathy? Are you a garbage monster person? I think that the argument that this is comedy
is truly just a disgrace to all, like, true comedians like Hannah Gadsby, who creator of Nanette. True creators that surpass comedy, really. And I mean, look, Chappelle needs to go down, and I mean, his cancellation is long overdue. And I think we need to just discuss maybe how to remove him from society in general. I mean, should we allow him to live after this? Like, should we allow him to just continue a life of hate, even if he doesn't put out another special? Like, hopefully we can cancel him from comedy, but should we cancel him from existing? Because his mere existence is holding lives at stake. It's about time that Chappelle gets punched down upon, is my take, okay? And I just want to apologize to everyone who is physically harmed by Chappelle's special, because we are talking about physical, real violence here. Like, he is watching Chappelle's special
is physical violence. It is literally murder, okay, to these trans and just anyone who's affected by his comedy, okay? If you want to, I hate to use the word comedy because, I mean, I could cry right now with how hateful this is, okay? And the fact that Netflix is allowing literal murder against disenfranchised people be streamed upon its streaming services is a disgrace, okay? Down with Chappelle and all he stands for, and maybe we should, get together and get a big group outside his house and kind of track him down and go to Ohio, wherever he lives, and just kind of get rid of him, if you know. I mean, I don't mean murder, but I mean, that is what he's doing to these people. So, I'm not condoning whatever people do, but, if you want to do something, wink, wink, he kind of advertised where he lived in his special. We know where he lives, basically. We can probably get him tracked down. I mean, there's a lot of hack work that we can do. Yeah, so get out there and do the work, the good work. We like to preach empathy through any means necessary, okay? Yeah, I did see, actually just watched his new one earlier today, and I can't really, I'm not surprised that he got backlash again. Well, you know what, I'm a little surprised that he got as much as he did this time, because it's pretty much the same subjects that he did in that last Sticks and Stones. Down with Dave. If you think you can just live your little,
you know, quaint little life in Ohio and not be bothered, well, we got like 100 people outside your house waiting to tell you no, I don't think so, okay? Look out, Dave, because, you know what? It's about time to be held accountable. Freedom of speech does not mean freedom of consequences, meaning we are allowed to camp outside your house and swat you and, dox you. Dox Dave campaign 2021. Let's get going. Down with Dave.
I didn't see this one as being any more edgy, or whatever you want to call it, as the Sticks and Stones. I don't know why I keep saying it like that, but... I just kind of think it's as... I mean, I watched it, and the thing that I'm surprised people aren't upset about is the Jewish thing. Because he did a couple... I'm not really that... Like, I don't know what... I don't even know if I got those references that much. I know there's the whole, like, Jewish people taking over the world thing, conspiracy, but I don't really know, like, I don't know. The thing I was thinking about the most in this special was, like, the fact that kind of people kind of know where he lives. I think he might have even named the town he's in. And I Googled, and it says the town he lives in. I'm like, how is he not being, like, I don't get how he's, like, living in a life there. Maybe he's always flying around in some kind of private jet or something because he's so rich or whatever. I mean, I don't understand how he's living in some small town in Ohio, because he made it sound like he went to a couple little bars in the town. He had a couple stories where he was at this little town bar, and I'm like, how the hell? Like, I'm really skeptical about that, because I just can't really see him walking into, like, a little bar, like, hey, town regulars, just Dave coming in, just normal, like I normally do, like, come on, like, I was like, shouldn't he have, like, security? I mean, people are really upset at him, and I mean, they were before, because he has bits about people going after him in public, like, well, not going after him, but, like, and I don't know how true those are, because comedians, like, exaggerate, But, like, it was really funny, like, the story about, or maybe a couple stories about, like, well, this one white lady that, like, was, like, basically stalking him in a store and then went outside and was like, you don't like women. And it's just kind of a funny, like, I love that he talked about how feminism is just white women or whatever, because I heard people say that before and I hadn't thought about it. It's really just what he says about, like, how he describes white people and his criticism, like, how we just make everything complain, like, really, like, is a lot of what's wrong with society now is, like, and it's not just, I don't know if it's, it's fortunately not, well, I guess maybe it is mostly white people, like, younger ones that are, like, on the Twitter train and just on the attack on Twitter, and I don't even know if I sometimes think those are, like, over, like, other countries just having, like, fake accounts and acting like people are upset so they make the U.S. look bad or something. I just don't, who are like what kind of people are like that, really? I mean, I don't know if anybody knows people that are a Twitter crazy person. I know there's some that people might know of, but, like, I just can't imagine how many people are really like that extreme. I mean, With the way that people hopefully are kind of realizing how bad social media is now, I'm hoping that people get past this kind of outrage bullshit. Like, I mean, you know, I heard another podcast how they were, and I agree how they were just saying, like, he got in trouble for just saying basically that, like, you know, gender, like, women are, you know, real women are different than trans women. That's basically what, like, he got in trouble for. And I mean, what, like, I mean, it's one thing that always keeps bothering me now is, like, that only, well, he's kind of almost not able to weigh. For a while, comedians were saying, well, look, Chappelle gets away with, oh, and Louis and all these big names, they get away with doing, like, risky subjects, but, like, he kind of doesn't anymore. He kind of can because he's rich and, like, Netflix spent so much money. There wouldn't go out like this on somebody else, I don't think. I know, like, Ricky Gervais had a thing. He did trans stuff. But for some reason, I think it's because he did it again. Like, Chappelle brought it up again. I think that's why they're upset, like, that he keeps going back to it. But then he said in this, like, oh, this is the last time I'm talking about that community. And I'll be so, it's kind of like, once you say that, I feel like you're going to have to keep talking about it. Because, like, the whole thing with comedians is, like, you shouldn't, like, that should make you almost want to do it more just to, like, annoy people or something. Like, you can't be telling a comedian, like, you can't, the more you tell somebody like Chappelle, like, you can't talk about this, like, then he's going to just do it. That's probably why he brought it up again. And it is just funny that, like, he's obviously, I don't know, people are, I mean, I can't really, like, I'm not mad about this because I just am not, I'm so jaded. I'm not like, can you believe these people are upset? Like, I just think it's funny now because I really think even the people that are outraged kind of have to, like, they kind of are aware that they look stupid because it's Chappelle and it's a comedian. And he's a legendary comedian. He's not just a, he's not even just a rich guy. He's like a, he's like a legend. He would be like, he's a modern, you know, Pryor or whatever, whoever would have been around. Like, you getting upset at him, you, like, they kind of know, because the thing I read with the trans person that, like, quit Netflix or whatever, they were like, and then I'm not offended, but, and it's like, you're trying to censor him. I mean, you can't keep trying to pretend it's not censoring when that's what it is. If you're saying it shouldn't be on Netflix, what do you, like, that's what the definition is. You can't make up new definitions all the time. They keep doing this. Like, all these, like, crazy people online. And I don't even know if we should keep calling them left-wing people, because that's just, like, a ridiculous, that's also playing into the whole, like, dividing everyone. Because it's easy to smear someone by calling them a right-winger. Because then if once you start saying, like, oh, these liberals, which is, like, not what a liberal means. So it's like, what is it? I don't even know. It's just crazy people online, I guess. Just, like, keep making up new terms to, like, because they don't want to say, oh, they don't want to call it, oh, we're removing his special, or we need to censor Dave Chappelle, because we all know what censoring means. So they make up, like, we can't have his dangerous, like, we need to we can't platform his, like, there's all these new words, like, platforming, and, oh, you're endorsing his, like, hate, like, and saying he's, like, actually, oh, it's not, he pretends it's comedy, but it's actually hate that he's getting out. It's like, oh, so you know, you can read into his soul, like, what is his heart, like, I mean, this is the whole argument about, like, it's the same thing as saying, like, a heavy metal band, like Slayer or somebody that has, like, a picture of the devil on the album. It's the same thing as saying they are, like, into the devil. Like, by platforming the devil on their album cover, like, they pretend it's, like, an art or whatever, but, like, we know what's going on there, okay? They need to be held accountable. We cannot
air this, like, toxic, dangerous hate.
And, like, they just call it hate. Like, there's no proof other than them saying that they're upset. And they don't even like saying, like, that trans lady was like, and I'm not upset. It's like, yeah, you are. What do you... But I'm just, like, I think it was something like, this is just for other people that might be affected. It's like, oh, wow, you're such a savior and messiah for, like, you're such a, like, gracious person to look out for people that might be upset. I just don't even like seeing what people are up to lately anymore. Like, oh, do you want to see what the news? No. I just want to pretend that didn't happen. People weren't upset by comedy. People aren't trying to remove and pretend it's not censoring. Oh, it's not censoring to remove a hateful. Yeah, well, I'm sorry, but like, ugh. I mean, I'm just kind of confused about that whole, because really, it is such a touchy subject. I mean, the trans stuff. But, like, when you think about it, what are they, why are they upset by saying, oh, a biological woman is different than a trans woman? That's not saying, how is that a hateful... I'm not sure if that's what they're upset about, but it is very weird the way that they are so against transracial because, and it makes sense, right? Because, but it's the kind of this, like, I am gonna, it is confusing, like, with the whole, like, you know, like, trans woman, and then you have to say they're a real woman. Because, but it's still, like, you still have, they still have separate issues, you know, like, trans women, like, yeah, they have discrimination, they have anti-gay comments, and they get harassed, whatever, that's a different, that is a different movement than just women, so how is it bad to say real women, I guess, what, using the word real, is, it's like, all right, whatever, like, but are you then saying, like, it is just a confusing thing to say, oh, she's a real woman, like Caitlyn Jenner, like he said, was called Woman of the Year. And it's like, all right, so you're taking on all the things that women went through then. It's the same thing as if you would say, I mean, not exactly the same, maybe, but like, okay, I'm transracial. I'm, you know... I'm trans Puerto Rican. Trans black is the most touchy one, obviously. But like, yeah, if you would say a different one, I'm trans, you know, Japanese. I'm white, but I'm trans Japanese. Okay. Okay. So you like were interned in camps or whatever in America. I mean, it's just a confusing thing to say. You are now in a part of the women group, like the, like it just doesn't make like I don't get it, and I don't really look into it. I don't ask questions because you can't ask questions about it. I mean, they act, maybe people would say you can, but it's pretty obvious you can't even talk about it. Period. You just can't talk about it. So Chappelle, I mean, and he's a guy that gets a huge pass. And like, maybe South Park. They already did the trans stuff, though, with Mr. Garrison years ago. Nobody even probably remembers that. They're lucky they did it back then. They could just do it again, and people would be like, why are they doing this again? This is a little bit of a problem that they keep bringing up.
This issue, and, you know, one time it's like, okay, it's South Park, but then it's like, the hate starts. once we... I mean...
And it's kind of funny to, like, just seriously with a serious face say, like, Chappelle is Hitler or something, like, just to say. And, I mean, that article I read the headline from was from an injusticemag.com, which is not surprising they would be against it with that name. So I was a little, like, easy to pick out. And they, you know what's funny? This article, like, has quotes from his special, and it's like you laugh at the quotes. They're acting like, let me just go ahead and try to read one of these and pretend like I'm offended.
Yeah, and, now we have such problematic material as, quote, now I am not saying that to trans women, that I'm not saying that to say trans women aren't women. I'm just saying that those pussies they got, you know what I mean? Huge laugh. I'm not saying it's not pussy, but it's beyond pussy or impossible pussy. It tastes like pussy, but that's not quite what it is it? That's not blood, that's beet juice. Now, as you're sitting there upset in your room listening to this, this rather vulgar and warped description of what he imagines trans women vaginas might look like is not just a meeting, it's unfunny and unnecessary.
Okay, they put it's unfunny, and you can't even really read it without laughing because calling it impossible. I mean, it's not a real vagina. Like, how is that a problem to say? I think it's the fact that you say it's not real. It's not a real, oh, it's not a real vagina. It's like, well, yeah, they weren't born with it. How is that a problem to say that? I don't really understand. I mean, gay people can't have babies normally. Is that, I mean, I guess that's hate speech now to say that? I mean, yeah, now you can, like, technically have a baby if you want to, like, you know, send it to a lab or whatever they do now. And that's what they do. It's not hate speech to say, how is it? He didn't even say, like, it's fucked up. It's not real pussy and it shouldn't be. Like, that's what a, like, Southern preacher would say. Because there was one that said something, like, recently, like, it's wrong or something. Like, look, he's not doing hate speech. Like, if he went up there and went, I don't know, like, these people really want to just cancel somebody. Like, he is, I mean, look, he really has a good point, like, the black community, when they say that, like, they really can't take a joke, let's be honest. Like, there's no, you can't joke, I mean, you can't even talk about it, let alone joke about it. Like, there's no discussion. You can't even wonder about it. Like, joke, like, comedy is, like, way, like, you can't, like, I mean, you do need a Chappelle to come out and do this kind of stuff because no one else can get away. Could Jerry Seinfeld? No. I saw Louis at Madison Square Garden, like, a couple months ago or whatever, and he did do trans stuff, kind of. He did gender stuff. It wasn't as, and it's Louis, but it wasn't as, direct as Chappelle was in this one. I mean, he wasn't, like, really... I think he might have been, actually. I think he did talk about the vaginas they use. And he also said something like, and this was before Chappelle's new special. And I know there's no way they probably looked at each other's material, but, like, they didn't have the same joke or anything, but they did both, like, hopefully Louis puts it out or something, because he talked about like the very end, he was like, Louis said something about how, look, we can, all this, you know, choosing a different gender is great. He actually was like talking, he was like supporting it. And then, but then he said like, but look, we do still need a real woman to like make babies. Like you need the factory model of, or whatever he said. And like, so Chappelle kind of said that. Well, he said, like, yeah, you need, we all come from a real, you know, a biological woman. And I think that would be labeled hate speech just to say biological woman now. And I mean, look, we're just in a lost, we're a lost cause as a world now. I mean, there's just no, like, once you can't say that a trans woman is different than a biological, and you can't call them a real woman or a biological woman, once you can't say that, like, we're just done. I mean, and, you know, Douglas Murray was on Rogan, like, last year, and they basically said that, too. He said, like, you know, once we can't admit, like, truth isn't a thing you can discuss anymore, like, with gender, and, I mean, just saying, like, once they, I mean, just think about, like, that's crazy that you can't even discuss, and it's a big issue now. It's not like, I mean, it's kind of, it's like both a minor thing and a big thing, because everybody is like for accepting them, and I am too. Everybody is. Chappelle is, even though he joked about, like, oh, I'm transphobic. Like, he, I'm glad he made fun of that. Like saying, like, well, look, I'm transphobic as a joke or whatever, because, like, he's mocking the fact that they just, you know, he's like, all right, I'll just jokingly say I'm transphobic then. I mean, it's ridiculous to say that. To just call, like, you can just smear people like that anymore. Like, well, he is transphobic. Like, you know what you're saying? To, like, people just throw these labels around now. Like, because, like, nobody wants to, that's how, like, accepting the society is now. Like, nobody, like, the worst thing you can be called is a bigot in any way. Like, oh, don't call me, and it is the worst thing. You will get shunned from everyone, a bigot or, like, an abuser. Or, I mean, I guess that's worse. You know, but, I mean, I don't know. Sometimes I wonder if those like, criticism articles are parodies because of the fact that they quote this special. Like, you're quoting his jokes in the article. How dare you defend J.K. Rowling? And my problem is, like, none of those people read or... Ugh. It's exhausting, you know? There is, like, 3,000 of those genders now. I mean, if you just look up at, like, what are all the pronouns, or what are all the, it's like, it's literally impossible to keep up. And I was actually just thinking how, I bet you some people that watched this special didn't know about some of the scandals, like DaBaby, like who? Like, I actually happened to hear about that. Like, because I think Kanye or someone brought it up. I think I wouldn't have heard about it if someone else didn't talk about it. Like, I almost didn't hear about a couple of those. I mean, I knew about J.K. Rowling because I was on Twitter at the time. I don't know if I would have known. I mean, I guess I was sometimes I don't check the news. I might not have known about. Some people probably didn't even know that. And they watched this special going, like, what is he talking about, you know? And then you have to look up why people were upset. That is a weird feeling to, like, for me, because, I mean, everybody knows people would be upset at a Chappelle special now, but just the level that they're upset, it's like that Black Mirror episode where when people get offended or someone gets canceled, they get attacked by these bee drones. That is what is happening now, because it's getting too much. Like, it's like, now Netflix employees are going on strike. Now they're, like, barging into meetings. I mean, someone's going to be killed soon. Like, I hope not, you know. But, well, maybe not that, but, like, they'll get violent or something. But, you know, I'm tired of talking about it. What else is going on? I was sick this weekend. I was sick, dude. I guess there's like a cold going around. Well, it is like the fall. I guess it's normal. But I don't know. I guess it was just kind of felt weirder than a normal cold. Like, I don't think it was COVID because my throat wasn't. It was just more fatigue, and like, last week I was more like, had the cold symptoms, like mucus and that kind of thing. But then like this weekend I was just more like wiped out, and I didn't, like, you couldn't eat a lot, or I would eat and then I would feel worse. Like, I just don't really know what that was. But then I saw that there's like a new super cold. I guess there's a new super cold going around. It's called the super cold. People are
getting in it's a fucking super cold. It's fucking watch out, man. Just watch the fuck out.
And I didn't get it. My nose was
like, oh man, I'm so stopped up, man. I'm so sick. I'm so stopped up. I might sound a little different.
Sometimes you do sound like you have a deeper voice when you have like a cold. Like,
I can't come in today. I'm feeling that good.
But yeah, like, because I thought it was allergies this week, and then it just got worse, and then I still feel wiped out today. But it just kind of felt like after I got my second shot of the vaccine, not as bad, but yesterday was worse. Like, my throat got weird. It was like really dry, and then I saw that the super cold might have that, but I don't think it was that super for me. It was more like regular.
Than anything.
And it was just weird because I didn't have a fever, and I just always wonder if I'm like, it's in my head or something. But I was just kind of out of it, and yeah, but I guess it's over with, you know.
I guess
it's not as bad. You know, I don't know. It's kind of annoying if I didn't get COVID yet. I kind of just want to get it over with because I think, well, I guess you kind of get it when you get the shot. I just want to get it over with and build my immunity. Yeah. What else did I write down? And Chappelle talks about like new terms too. TERF, which they call J.K. Rowling. You're a TERF. And I think like a lot of people watching that special won't have ever heard that term, because he said he didn't hear of it. And I just, like, it is crazy, the new terms. You just can't keep up with these new woke terms that they come, like, oh, you're a, it's like, do I even know what that is? Oh, is that good or bad? And a TERF to me, like, sounds like almost like a Harry Potter term already, so You're a tough. Oh, don't go over there.
Don't go over there.
He's a tough. He did the turf spell, and he made Voldemort hurt because he did. Yeah, you know, I don't know. I mean, but it's just weird to, like, that it's almost like becoming where they don't let you just be a straight person. Or they don't, like, you, if you can't say, oh, I'm a biological woman, like, is that the bad thing to say? Like, then who's, no one can be safe anymore. Everyone's going to get in trouble, and all these people that don't know what a TERF is, which is, like, probably most America, like, most people watching that special, how are they going to know? I mean, because he's, like, for years now, so many just Americans will watch that. They won't know all these new terms. I mean, he had to look. It's funny when you have to look up what someone is calling you now. Hey, you're a TERF. Oh, really? Hold on a second. I don't even know what that is. I'll have to have my son, who might be on Twitter and might know what it is. People like big rich people like Chappelle are just gonna have to have a team of people that like tell him what things are that he's being called now. Oh yeah, and Chappelle like calling women bitches. Well, if they say he's anti-woman by saying that, I mean every black comedian says that. And it is funny because I'll be like laughing because I'll see a black guy go up at a comedy show. And they'll just say it kind of like, I guess now they might think about it more, but like for a while, like nobody even batted an eye when that happened. They just kind of say it. And it's just like if a white guy says, oh, this lady, it's like they don't even think about it. And now in like the new, In the current climate,
he
has to be aware.
In the current climate, he should really be aware of his pronouns and his, you need to be aware of these terms, okay? Like, we need to educate and,
Ugh, God, man. I just can't, I really have been thinking, like, I wish I knew how to, like, live off the land at this point. Because, like, we're going down so fast. Like, we're, like, I can't, like, if somebody's out there not thinking that, like, oh, everything's okay. The world's fine. Even, but, like, besides COVID, there's all this social unrest. There's, like, we were collapsing. I mean, and I don't like the, it's, I have to try to not think about it. Because I just know it is, like, now I'm just like, yeah, it's happening. I'm not sitting there. I'm kind of like, you know. But yeah, I'm screwed. I don't know how to really cook even that well. I don't know how to farm. If there's a way to not farm and live by yourself, I could maybe learn to fish and go somewhere. I mean, seriously, like, I'm not talking about being a doomsday prepper, but, like, once it all goes down and the power grid shuts off, like, I mean, look, we've had all these supply chain problems. I don't mean to make this more of a serious episode, but God, I just got to listen to this lecture. We got to get out there, organize, get boots on the ground, out there, out there.
To assemble. Do not stay in your little McDonald's eating Burger King enjoying 9-to-5 office life. Get ready. Get prepared.
Me and my friend keep joking about, like, he just made up this, he made up this thing because, like, I guess ever since the January 6th stuff, like in the Q stuff, how crazy those people got, he made up a He kept just saying 2/22/22 as in like something's gonna happen on that day, like it's a Q thing. Just because it just sounds like a date that they would pick, you know, like how everybody thought 2012 was gonna be something, and then like 2001, January 1, 2001, 222, the awakening is here. Get ready. Your family ready. Stock up. Prepare for cryo freeze. Get supplies now because the chain is crumbling.
Get ready. 222 is upon us. It's coming before you know it. Don't sit there and enjoy your streaming platforms, okay?
It's kind of like the game Far Cry 5. They had a cult that was like a modern day cult, like a Christian white thing, of course. They were basically preppers in the game. But the guy kept saying stuff like that. We do not need streaming services. We do not need these little electronic devices. Where we're going, we don't need these. The collapse is coming. And then the world did end at the end. I get freaked out about how many movies were about this kind of stuff. Because, I mean, every sign points to it now. Like, now, it's a conspiracy. Like, you're weird to me if you think it's fine. Oh, we're going to be fine. Oh, it's all going to work out. Really? Like, every system is corrupt. Like, everything. The healthcare system. The Wall Street. I mean, look at the financial collapse and... The financial collapse 2008 happened, people. They were bailed out. There's no more bailouts, okay? We're storming. No, I'm kidding. I'm not going to storm anything. But yeah, everything is corrupt. Look at the White House and the lockdown happened, and they transferred, like, trillions of dollars to their own accounts, like the politician did. This isn't even like a conspiracy. It happened. When they did the first stimulus, they transferred a shitload of like stock options, so they made money, the people in the White House. And then Wall Street made a lot of money. They made a shitload of money all off the lockdown, all those big companies. Not every company. A lot of them got hurt. But, I mean, it's all corrupt, like everything. So it is going down. Like, there's no, you know, how are you going to save? Like, because they won't make, like, they're sticking with the two parties. It's like, all right, I guess you want everything to crumble. I don't want it to happen, but it, like, is. I mean, nobody can buy groceries anymore. We're already at that point. It's not even, you know. I mean, look at what happened with, like, Hurricane Sandy, and you had, like, the gas runs and, like, and then the gas prices in the Iraq war and stuff. I mean, what if this all hits at once? Like, I don't know. I don't even want to think about this stuff anymore. Wake up, people. It's time to wake up, all right? Boots on the ground. I mean, I don't blame people for being preppers, but, like, they become crazy, and they just love guns, usually, and then just stockpile ammo. It's like, what are you, just trying to kill everyone? Like, I can understand if you're, well, I don't know, everyone gets crazy with it, though. I got a lot of MRE packs. I have, like, so much freeze-dried food that sucked ass. I just would, like, want to learn to hunt or something. But then there's, yeah, in Brooklyn. Well, animals might start to come to the cities. I mean, they sit in the lockdown. The animals started to take over. So, look, guys, this is a conspiracy InfoWars episode. Just kidding, not InfoWars. I'm going to be removed. But if they're, like, if anybody, if there's backlash against this podcast, it'll get me attention because there's no one that listens. So, good. InfoWars podcast coming soon. The sniff guy. I sniff out injustice. What's that over there? Smells like chaos. Chaos, 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 chaos. I'm in my bunker, and I come out, and I save people. I'm the prepper. I'm a superhero that like comes out with like ammo packs around him, an MRE, and freeze-dried food, like canned baked beans, and I just throw it at the bad guys. The prepper is on the case. I don't know why I always say that, on the case. Stay tuned for the prepper episode.